Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chairman, it is clear that without action, millions of lives would be at added risk of hunger and malnutrition. Yet for this growing number, our voice and call to action brings them hope of a change that will bring about sustainable improvements in their lives. As we gather here today, therefore, to discuss the food security agenda amidst threats of rising food prices, climate change, and global warming, let us be resolute in our stance and collaborate to further broaden consultations towards urgently restoring global confidence in the global food market. Mr. Chairman, I join the rest of the world to advocate for immediate action to address the growing threats of climate change. Increasingly, climate change is inimical to global ecological balance and biodiversity. It is warming the world to levels that, as we see, is undermining our efforts to produce more food, our capacity to produce and make food available in abundant quantities now and for the future generation is seriously being eroded as we grapple with the effects of climate change on seed and crop availability as well as on soil condition. Mr. Chairman, as a member of the international community, the Gambia is not left out of the threats of climate change. We have in the past seen the worst effects happening on our coastal areas with lives and properties at risk of being completely lost to the waves. We have felt and continue to feel the impact of climate change in poor soil and seed quality, as well as in the pattern of rain that has become erratic and irregular for the farming community. The accumulative effect is that our food production capabilities continue to be eroded. Mr. Chairman, while the threats of food insecurity continues to threaten our past achievements in meeting the Millennium Development Goals, the government of the Gambia is doing everything possible to mitigate the negative impact of food insecurity on the most vulnerable communities. We are taking every possible step within our abilities to boost local food production and enhance the prospects for increased agricultural productivity. In this direction, and with the support of our donors, the government has lined up a wide range of programs that require support in the provision of vital agricultural inputs, such as seeds, machinery, fertilizer, as well as provide irrigation facilities to Gambian farmers. Our policy is built around government's desire to make agriculture in the Gambia less dependent on rainfall, but rather deepening the irrigation system using both the River Gambia and also our vast underground water resources so as to have a continuous all-round system of farming and harvesting of food and agricultural produce. I would like to express our thanks and appreciation to FAO and other partners for their continued collaboration in the forms of technical assistance and funding provided to achieve sustainable food security and agricultural development. We have received FAO support, particularly in the preparation of the country's agriculture and natural resources policy and action plan, preparation of the medium-term plan for agricultural development under the national seed policy. Also worthy of mention is the support provided in the implementation of various telefood programs and a special program in supporting food security. Mr. Chairman, finally, I wish to reiterate that the challenge for us as world leaders is to ensure that we do not leave here with empty promises. I therefore urge this August Assembly to live up to the declarations and commitments emanating from this conference. This is especially important as we begin the countdown to the 2015 deadline set for the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals. In these trying times, Mr. Chairman, we cannot afford to be complacent. We owe it to ourselves and to posterity by making sure that our actions translate into practical results. This way, we would be contributing to poverty reduction and the improvement of social indicators for the world's poor that we represent here today. I thank you.